This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Thursday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Kind of a mixed bag here this morning. We've got a little bit of strength in the wheat after several days sharply higher, and corn's getting drug along a little bit there, just up a little less than a penny in the break here this morning. Soybeans taking a bit of a hit, down about 8 in the break. You've got meal down, oil down, not a lot in either of the products, but beans are taking a little bit of a hit here. So kind of a plethora of influence right now. Obviously, we're in planting season, so everybody's focused on the weather and the planting percentages and what kind of progress is being made and how bad is it going to be slowed by the systems coming through this weekend. So you've got definite influence there. You've got a lot of attention being paid to South America, Argentina in particular right now, because they are harvesting beans. They're expected to be about 20% complete with that bean harvest by the end of this week. Then they will start to put a lot of meal on the global market. So while we saw a really nice number on the weekly export sales for soybean meal this week, that could change in the coming couple of weeks. So definite focus being paid there. Corn blew the top end off of the weekly export sales expectations and came in with a really nice number at 1.3 million metric tons there, where the high end of the estimate was 900,000. So just kind of a mixed bag of feeling here, and how far forward looking are we going to be, and trying to dial that into the market a little bit here this week.
As you mentioned, with Argentina, dealt with quite a bit of pressure with the corn crop, and for the soybeans, like you mentioned, harvesting now, what is the expectations there? Do they have any problems with their soybeans, or has it been more smooth sailing?
More smooth sailing for the soybeans. The problems down there came after the soybeans had already reached maturity, so they don't have near the issues there. They had a really nice growing season for the first time in 4 years, and so a normal crop is fully expected as far as the soybean front. Now, corn's a different deal, and we're seeing those trims being made already. You're looking at the Buenos Aires Grains Exchange trimming from 57 million metric tons of corn production down to 50 million. So some big chunks being taken off, with further reductions expected if they don't get these insect issues under control down there. But with regards to the initial question, yes, soybeans did have a nice season, should have a good harvest, and then their big game is meal, so that's where they'll turn to.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Yesterday was a bit of a surprising break in the cattle, I guess, for some. Technically, we needed that break. On Monday, when we came off of that bullish cattle and feed report released on Friday, of course, we can't trade it. It comes out at 2 p.m. on Friday. So Monday morning, we gapped higher in all contracts of both live and feeder cattle. And then the expectation by many technicians was that we would probably go back and fill those gaps. The question is always, when do you do that? Well, a lot of contracts as of yesterday did that. There's still potential for a little more downside in the cattle from a technical standpoint. When you look at the fourth quarter live cattle in particular, still some open gaps there for Monday. I'd like to see those filled just to fulfill that need, that technical need to do that. Once that's done, fundamentally, the numbers are all bullish, and I think the cattle can make another run here. But short term, could see some weakness, especially if we see box beef continue to struggle a little bit on the weekly export sales front. Nothing too surprising there. It was just kind of a run-of-the-mill number. And so not a lot to move the needle. However, I would add, this morning, GDP number came out a little disappointing, and we're taking a hit in the stock market. And the cattle complex particularly is always sympathetic to the stock market. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. Hogs have been ripping again. We did take a corrective retracement after making highs here a couple weeks ago. Pulled back for several days. It looked like maybe the highs are in, and that may still be the case, but we are making at least another run at it here in the last several days. I don't know if we'll be able to take those out or not. We've probably uncovered enough hedge pressure in those summer months that it will be difficult, but the hogs still look pretty good.
From the consumer side of things, Eric, have you seen any studies or indications that people are choosing pork more than beef right now, based just purely on price, and that is causing them to do that in the grocery store? Has there been a trend there at all?
There has been, and you can take that back about a year now, and there has been a trend to pull a little more pork out of cold storage. That's the big number that's kind of reflective of the domestic consumption. is that cold storage report. And while month over month, we were a little higher, when you looked at this most recent cold storage report that came out yesterday, we're still down over 10% from year ago levels. So you are seeing a lot of that supply being pulled out of the freezers and put onto the shelves. And that can only be a result of increased demand. Likewise, you know, you've got cattle slaughter numbers, although we've kind of ebb and flow that number a bit based on carcass weights. But they're definitely, the packers are slowing down the chain speeds. We're importing more for hamburger. We're not selling the quantity of prime cuts that we normally would. And so we're seeing some of the effects of that impact the pork market as well.
Eric Ralph of Comstock, our guest here today. Eric, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can find us on all the social media outlets. You can check out the Comstock channel on YouTube. You can go to our website at comstock.com or just give us a call at the office at 712-227-1110.
Eric, thank you for the time as always. Appreciate it and have a great rest of your week.
You do the same, Mark. Thank you.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 1¾ at 439.5. May soybeans down 12.5 at 1153.5. May soybean meal down $3.70 at 342.30. May soybean oil down 28 cents at 44.38. Chicago wheat up 6¾ at 601¼. Minneapolis wheat up 6½ at 685½. Kansas City hard red wheat up 5½ at 629¾. May oats unchanged at 367 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down 60 cents at 174.65. May feeder cattle down a dollar even at 243.10. May lean hogs down one even at 96.35. May pork cutout unchanged at 105.25. And Class 3 milk for May, up 4 cents at 1782. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.